capitalize.
Okay. We all ready to blast off? Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is the Design Commission for today's date, which is August 4th, 2016. And I'd like to begin by first introducing the Bureau of Development Services staff. Tim Herron is at the main table right now. Members of the commission here today are Tad Savinar, Jeff Simpson, Don Ballister, Julie Simpson, standing by remote audio. Livingston, sorry. Why do I keep doing
you,
that?
You got these. This name.
Sorry.
It's early onset.
Julie Livingston.
Thank you.
she heard that, didn't she? Okay.
She's there.
I don't know.
Well, everyone's going to be here. So Tad Simpson and Jeff Simpson and Don Simpson, David Simpson are here today.
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. Sorry. It may seem like
let's not draw any analogies.
It may seem like that at times. Okay. Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor to provide review of new construction or remodeling of projects within designated design zones. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record, and it is subject to rebuttal. So for type 3 reviews, the following procedure is required. One, public testimony can only address the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan or land use regulations which the person believes apply to the decision. The applicable approval criteria are set forth in the Portland Zoning Code and are more specifically identified in the staff report. The staff will identify the applicable criteria as part of the staff report. Two, prior to the close of this hearing, any participant may request an opportunity to present additional evidence or testimony. If such a request is made, the commission will either grant a continuance or hold the record open to provide an opportunity to submit additional evidence and an opportunity to respond to that new evidence. Three, failure to raise an issue accompanied by statements or evidence sufficient to afford the commission and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue precludes appeal to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. Four, failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to proposed conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to give the commission an opportunity to respond to the issues precludes an action for damages in circuit court under Oregon Statute 197.796. The commission's decision on this case is final unless appealed to City Council within 14 days of the decision. If the decision is not appealed, it must be recorded with the Multnomah County Recorder. Specific instructions will be provided with the notice of the commission's action. This hearing is recorded and all speakers need to sit at the front table and please give your name and number, name and mailing address, not your number, before speaking. The following procedures will be used for each case. That is in a type 3 case. One, staff will show slides of the site and surrounding area and present a report which will include the applicant's proposal, identify the applicable approval criteria, and include information on letters received on the request, findings, and a recommendation on the request. Two, the applicant will present their report with a 20-minute time limit. Three, public testimony will be received in favor of the proposal with a 2-minute time limit. Four, public testimony will be received in opposition to the proposal with a 2-minute time limit. Five, the applicant will then be given an opportunity to rebut the testimony of the opponents. Six, public testimony will be closed. Seven, if any party requests an opportunity to submit additional evidence, the record will be held open 7 days to allow time to submit additional evidence. And if requested, additional days will be provided to allow parties to submit evidence responding to the new evidence. Eight, after the record is closed to all other parties, the applicant will have an additional 7 days to submit final written arguments without additional evidence. Nine, after the record is closed to all parties, commission members will discuss and vote on the request. In the case of a tie vote on any motion, that motion will fail. 10, if the commission's decision amends or overturns the Bureau of Development Services staff report, the adoption of new or revised findings will be required. At the time of its decision, the commission will announce when the revised findings will be considered. No additional testimony will be taken, but interested parties may attend. And with that, we'll go to our agenda. And the first item, number one item, is items of interest to the commission. And there is one item I have, but or we all have collectively. Do you have anything before that one item?
I have the same one item.
Okay. Do you want to start it off, or you want me to start?
No, I can't follow you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, today is Commissioner Jeff Simpson's last hearing, and after 4 years of service, he's moving on. And we just wanted to kind of maybe do a quick summary of his commitment to the commission and to the city and to the quality of the built environment within our city. Jeff first started in, September 6th of 2012. And his basically an escalating scale of cases from less than 12 cases in that year, 2013 had 28 hearings in 44 cases, 2014 had 27 hearings in 52 cases, 2015 had 36 hearings and 64 cases, and as of 8/4, we have had 23 hearings and 35 cases, for a total of 122 hearings that Mr. Simpson has attended. At an average of, what do you have here?
Well, I had 122 hearings, but I docked him 10% of those for his girls' ski seasons.
Oh, right, right. And general malaise that he has at times. Okay. Bottom line is the total commitment for Jeff has been about 990 hours of commission service to the city. You can extrapolate and multiply by any factor you want to get a monetary value out of that, but is a considerable sum of time and what would otherwise maybe be billable or enjoyable hours. So, and just to, he first started off with a, what was it, the Broadway Toyota sign appeal, right? And so, not exactly a glorious start, but one that was based in reality, an appeal by from staff's decision for a sign for Broadway Toyota. And so, anybody else have anything to say?
Yeah.
Tad, you want to say something?
Yeah, I do. Jeff, you've been a really valuable member of this group. Just your knowledge and experience with things that grow and helping the rest of us understand where they can grow and where they can't grow and how to best keep them growing. That's been very valuable. But beyond that, there's a level of commitment that I think that you made. And you know, there was mention about the ski season, but I also know that on one occasion, you, I think you interrupted a family vacation of leaving town to come in on a special hearing. And that kind of dedication to bring is really serving the applicants and the clients who are trying to do business with the city. So for your commitment to break into your vacation and leave, you know, 6 or 7 hours later in the interest of moving a project along is quite admirable. That's a real sacrifice. And then I there was another occasion, I think, when you had a full commission hearing and you got in the car and went to the mountains, you know, for a ski race for your daughter. So it's that kind of, it's you haven't been nonchalant about this. You've really really been here on those times when we needed a quorum or we needed your continuance on a case that was already started. So regardless of the number of meetings, the commitment of your working ethics and your dedication to the city are very important and they're appreciated.
Do you want to have share any of your thoughts with us?
Well, thank you. That was unexpected, and it's been nothing but a pleasure. I have very fond memories of the last 4 years. You know, I've always looked at it as a intellectual slash academic exercise, and being able to serve public and meet folks involved in the process, both on the private side, public side, and sitting at these tables. So it's really been a great experience. I hope we can stay in touch.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay, the countdown begins. So with that, any other items you have, Tim or Don, you got anything you want to share?
No.
Okay. All right. So then item two on today's agenda is LU16-129367DZ, 2211 Southwest 4th Avenue Apartments. And Julie, are you still there? Okay. So we have the four commissioners that were here at the last appearance by this applicant. So with that, Tim, do you want to start your summary?
Great. I'll be very brief. This is a third hearing for this item since the last hearing on July 21st. Staff worked closely with the applicant to resolve six issues that came out of the last hearing. One was working out the northwest and southeast corners of the building, coming in with different studies on how those can be resolved. The applicant has put forth three with a preference on one. I'll let them describe that themselves. Staff felt the second one, the option two, was the best of the three. They've more fully resolved the polycarbonate panel at the bike room location, and there's details to that. Okay. Likewise, with the bike courtyard landscape plan at the podium level facing south has been further resolved. And related as well as the bike entrance and ramping has been, additional detailing has been provided. The issue of the open area between the second, third floor, the northwest corner above the bike entrance has been tweaked further. And an additional brick cladding has been added at the base of the building, again, at the northwest and southeast corners. What you received a hard copy of from me is a short version, the addendum package with my cover memo. I have hard copies of the full 11 by 17 set that has the project feathered together as a solid 11 by 17 package for the drawings for the record. And then electronically, you received a copy of the staff report, and I have a copy of that available here as well. There are really only minor changes to the findings as a result of the changes in the drawings were a little bit more substantial, but the findings were very lightly touched. So unless you have any questions for me, I'm happy to move it over to the applicant.
Any questions? Julie, any questions?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Why don't you come forward and kind of explain things to us.
Good when you see your presentation on the desktop of the commission's computer here instead of on the thumb drive. That means I've been here before. Okay, great. Thank you again for having us. And Tim, thank you for the summary real quick. I will be very brief as well. Most of the slides, actually all the slides you'll see here are in your packet. I just wanted to clarify some of the changes made and express our preferences for the options provided. We did look at the different areas. We'll skip past this side. I left these slides in here in case anybody had any further questions on this side itself. So Tim has already relayed the issues that we looked at, and we've spent some time on all of these issues and feel like we've got resolution to to them with a couple options to consider. So jumping right into the issues, the primary issue coming from the last hearing was resolution of the corners of the building. In the lower right-hand corner of this slide, you can see the previous proposal, and that will be compared to the options as we go forward. The comments heard last time were that the column along the corner of the building seemed heavy in relation to what it was really designed to do and became an interference to the views out of the units, and it seemed out of place on the building. So the primary goal of the studies was to see some alternatives that would lighten the effects of that corner column and potentially delete the column altogether. The first study that we did was simply reducing the size of the corner column and increasing the size of the balcony to bring it closer to a point. What that did was, again, reduce the size of the column. It also shifted the column out of the immediate view shed from the unit. You can see in the plan on the upper right-hand corner to get it so that it's not quite right in line with the door as it was before. So obviously a minor change from what was considered before. The benefits, I think, of this proposal is that it does carry the brick all the way around in the fashion or the manner that it was carried around before. And gets the column out of the view shed. Option two, which is our preferred option and one that was developed in concert with city staff, was looking at an entirely different structural configuration for that column supporting the balconies. So keeping the larger balconies on that corner, on both corners, and supporting it instead with a 6x6 tube steel column all the way down the building to the base, where it changes to a 16x16 concrete column in keeping with the podium level of the building. And this, as you can see in the renderings, helps that corner dissolve a little bit better, and I think provides some additional interest to the building, which is what ultimately led us to feel like this was probably the strongest of the three options. Again, that column becomes very minor in the view shed and does, as I said, provide quite a bit of interest for the building. And the third option studied was one in which we disengaged the corner structural condition altogether and just did a cantilever or bolt-on type of balcony. And to do this, we reduced the size of the balcony. The other ones were a little bit prohibitive as far as a cantilever goes. And that truncates kind of that corner of the building. So there's some nice things about this, but ultimately we felt that the option two was the one that most gracefully resolved the corners on the building. And by doing the same treatment on both sides of the building, improved the coherency aspects of the building. Another issue raised was in regards to the polycarbonate or the cow wall detailing at the bike room. You'll recall we chose that material specifically to provide a lot of light into that room without providing the full transparency. The idea that it would glow at night and that during the daytime it would be a bright space where people store their bikes. We've added a couple more images to give a better sense for the character of what we're after. So the upper image in the center would be in the evening, obviously, and then in the center lower image shows an interior daylit space through cow wall. We did spend some time looking at how we could potentially add full transparency, some windows into that system, and ultimately we decided that bang for the buck, it just didn't seem like it was there. For the type of space that we had desired, a more utilitarian space, the simple nature of the one plane of cow wall, and kind of the elegance of that glowing facade all kind of came together to lead us to leave essentially the concept intact. We did make some changes, however, to the entry to the bike room at the commission's recommendation and cleaned that up a little bit. I think that works much better, and you'll see that in the following slide, but these drawings represent what we are proposing now for that bike room specifically. As referenced and actually recommended by the commission last meeting, we've reconfigured the bike storage area to get all bicycles inside the building, and that freed up that bike plaza, what we were calling the bike plaza, in a fairly hostile environment, I guess, up against 405 facing south. to go ahead and do some other things with it. And so we've shown it planted out with some species that we've been advised will take some abuse, and this will continue to evolve through our construction process. But essentially, conceptually, this is what we're after. It would be fully planning out that second floor plaza as being a as being an experiential space, but not necessarily one in which people are going to be hanging out. We did, however, widen the entry at the bike room to make way for some space, and one of the recommendations offered by Tim, the staff report, is to add a bench in that location, and we fully concur with that and are more than happy to do that as a condition to the approval. But by getting all the bikes into that space, I think it cleaned up that significantly and functionally, given the kind of odd location, the odd geometry, and that I-405 noise that we're right up against. I think this is a better solution than was previously offered. On the west side, there were some questions about what exactly happens above the bike ramp. And this elevation drawing is intended to clarify that, as well as provide a couple more notes regarding the security features. We have raised that fence along the west side of that bike ramp. Keep in mind that is adjacent to ODOT property, I-405 right-of-way. So it's already secured and access is limited. But in addition to that, we've raised the fence up so that somebody can't easily get into the courtyard space. And we've turned that corner with the gate of similar detailing. And then just to clarify, that becomes a two-story space, but we have broken the facade just a little bit into this sort of matrix of brick columns and clad beams to provide a little bit finer granularity there at that ramp space. But it's fully open, two floors going through that entire ramp area. And lastly, this is showing the area that was recommended. We bring brick facade all the way down. That's at the southeast corner. That helps significantly. We previously had, you can kind of see the cloud in the left image, we previously had board form concrete wrapping that entire foundation. And by bringing the brick down, I think it's a little bit more friendly, more engaging, and it I think ties in better with the rest of the building. So those are the changes that have been made. We feel like we're very close and looking forward to your feedback. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So, questions?
I'm still slightly confused about the, I guess it would be the northwest corner, why you have that piece coming down that is not a, I guess it's that horizontal right there?
Right.
Yeah, is that doing anything? What is it for?
Well, it actually does tie in with the base of the brick, the rest of the building. So if you look at, see if I can find a better image for you on that. On the right image there, on the lower side, you can see that brick banding coming, or the brick, where the brick starts on the top of the podium. That elevation,
right,
exactly, that carries around the other side, and that becomes that intermediate brick.
So is it structural, or is it decorative, or?
It's decorative. Yeah, we would be able to pour those columns all the way up, do concrete columns all the way up. But
that's a steel column, is it not? Oh, it was.
At the base, it's concrete, and the second level becomes steel. I'm sorry, I'll go back one. Second level becomes steel the rest of the way up. If we were to do the detailing changes a little bit on the elevation, let me go back to it. Oh, you know what? This is that second. This is the first option shown here. Apologize for that. We had three different options that we were working through. And so on this configuration, you're right. That would be concrete on that far outside corner and steel continuing up. And then the interior would be the brick columns coming down and the brick beam going across.
So when it's concrete, then what would happen here?
That would be brick.
Going to a concrete?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be brick coming around. And then the steel column would carry off of that. Let's go back to the other sketch. You can see right there, the brick would come all the way around, capping the capping that concrete column, and then the steel column would carry off of that plane.
Yeah, I guess. Or it could just be simplified and the steel column comes all the way down and this disappears from that level down to the ground.
Yeah, that ends up being a pretty tall steel column. It's like, it'd probably be almost 20 feet there of 6-inch square steel column. It might seem a little bit spindly on that corner.
Is that a round column or a square?
It's just tube steel. Yeah, it's square. Yeah.
Are you participating? Okay.
Oh, you're not?
Yeah. And so is the area, and one question, is the area inside all of this is concrete, right? Two floors?
That's correct. The back plane is concrete all the way through there.
Yeah. And then the inside face of that?
Of the brick portion side? Would be brick as well.
That's all brick, both
that's
sides
right.
of that?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. That's all I have. Julie, do you have any questions?
No, I had a handful of comments, but no questions
okay.
On the material that was presented.
Okay.
Thank you.
Then do we have anyone that wants to testify? No. Okay. Well, why don't we go into kind of discussion and comments then, and then we can maybe form a resolution. So I guess I'll close the record then. Okay.
Close testimony.
Close testimony. And then... So, Julie, do you have some comments to share?
Well, yeah, I do. So I think that the applicant has done a really good job of responding to the concerns that were raised at the last hearing, and I really appreciate the effort that they put into addressing just our concerns and doing it so thoroughly. So the three options for how the corners are treated are very good studies, and I do agree with the applicant that option two is best. I think that the concrete column at the ground floor works really well. The form of those balconies as they move up at the building, that the corner of the building that's facing south, is the most successful form. It has a much more prow-like quality than either the option with the heavy column or the option that has no column, because that one has the truncated balconies with a more a flat front facing south. So, yeah, I think that's all working significantly better than it was the last time we saw this project. I think one of the issues that was raised last time about the cowl wall was whether it was all translucent or if there was a need or desire to introduce some transparent cowl wall. And I can't remember, my notes and my memory are not serving me well on this. So, you know, I'm okay with translucent, and I just want to be sure that the other commissioners are as well.
Yeah,
I think I preferred some transparency in that wall, but, you know, particularly in this area, but above the doors. But, you know, I can live with it this way also. I just like a little more detail, some transparency.
But the rendering doesn't really reflect the actual plan, right?
Sure.
Does it? Oh, you with the new, I'm looking at the old one on the bottom right corner. Yeah, it does now. Okay, sorry. Yep. Right. Yeah, so you were looking in that, looking for more transparency within the translucent wall.
Yeah, that was the preference. And here they've made it,
right.
This is solid now instead of right. translucent. This is the only translucent piece. But, I mean, I think it'd still be worth taking a look at transparency in that area.
You have a specific suggestion? Or
Take this panel and make it transparent above the transparent doors.
Right in there, yeah.
Well, what about it wrapping the corner, though? I mean, both no, precedent
I mean,
images
this could still be a solid
corner.
Wall, but...
corner wrap cowl.
Yeah, because then it'd be a little awkward if this is going into that piece. But if you keep them separate, and then that's a separator, it could work pretty simply. Good. Easy to detail.
So just add storefront above that?
Yeah, just storefront.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Continue. You've already got storefront doors. Just continue it up with the transparency.
Okay, so we probably need to get some type of consensus on which option of the corners you all prefer, or at least hear it and try to craft a consensus.
Yeah.
So there's the brick, modified brick, the steel column with the cast-in-place concrete first floor column, and then the cantilever.
Yeah, I can go first on that. I mean, my preference is option three. I just think it's more coherent with the other balcony expressions around the building. And I like that there is no column support. I like that cantilever personally. I also like the roof line kind of chamfered off or lopped off versus coming to a point. And that's just a personal preference. I could support option two as well. Not feeling that strongly about it, you know. I like either one of them, I guess, but my preference would be option three. It's much better than the original proposal.
Correct, yeah.
And I think the applicant has addressed our comment.
Yeah, I think I have a slight preference to option two, but I could live with option three also. I still don't particularly like that little piece on the northwest corner. It's a little bit of a gratuitous chunk of masonry. It's a little hard to form and doesn't seem to do much.
Did she say uno mas? So you said that that first floor was 20. You said this was a column that would be 20 feet high.
Well, if it went up to the second.
Oh, up
level,
to here.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you eliminated that band coming around there, it would be uninterrupted all the way up to 20 feet.
Oh, okay. Got you. So if there was a steel column, you wouldn't do this. Is that a concrete beam in there, or is
it's actually a steel beam with it's
clad.
It's two angles supporting brick on either side. Right. It is kind of doing some gyrations to carry that brick form around. Commissioner Valster mentioned, but it's doable as well. I think it's more important in this facade, I feel.
So this would go away, and that would be a steel column all the way.
That was one proposal, I think, that was being discussed.
Yeah, that'd be my preference. I'd just run a simple steel column all the way up to there, get rid of that piece. But I'm wondering, I mean, what was kind of nice about option three is you got rid of the brick here, and you just ran up to the metal. That seemed like it was a cleaner way to terminate the top of the of the balcony space.
Yeah, the other options one and two were intended to carry the brick form all the way around, to have the two forms connect or the two planes connect, and that was clearly a departure on this one.
Yeah. You wouldn't necessarily need to do that on two, though, would you? If since it's a steel.
No,
you don't have to do it on.
Yeah, that could just disappear on option two and just go right up to the steel band on top. That'd be a cleaner detail, simpler.
So, Don, you questioned, or did you have a question about the square column?
Yeah, you could just do a simple round column, and it might be a more pleasing form than the square one, which feels more industrial out there.
So you're going to have these pre-made, right? Is that what you said? Or not the,
not
that was
these
the bolted
ones.
On
so if we were
pre-made.
To do these ones, those would probably be manufactured.
Yeah. Well, kind of reminds me of a project we saw in East Burnside, in a way.
Yeah, it was referenced as it's a little different than this one, of course. This one doesn't have a street on both sides. This one kind of faces 405 right away.
But in terms of a way to kind of resolve an awkward corner, that's the one thing that's kind of always bothered me about the geometry and the kind of lopped off quality of the, you know, you've got these vectors that are going to connect at some point, but then they're kind of lopped off at some kind of odd angle.
Mm-hmm.
Is there the ability on option two to do a more rounded corner or something that's more graceful relative to that?
I mean, I suppose it is. We haven't had that rounded vocabulary anywhere in the building all the way through, and I guess my preference would be to not.
We'll go back to the second, with the steel. Yeah.
Looks like those points are rounded. They do truncate.
That's what they, first I thought they were when I looked.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they truncate. Yeah. You can see it in the plan at the upper right-hand corner. It's truncated at a right angle to the street facades as it comes over there. So
it's a pretty small truncation. Most of what you read is the angle.
Yeah.
So is two then? If three that like two.
Julie, support the applicant's proposed option, your preferred option.
Two or three. And Julie, you liked preferred?
My preference is two, and if I understand correctly, you guys are discussing eliminating the brick course that sits underneath the mechanical penthouse, which I think is a good move. And I agree with the applicant that adding a rounded balcony is kind of outside the language of this building.
Yeah. Well, this is the only point in the building that either has an angle, an acute kind of, to resolve the kind of wing tips, so to speak. So everything else is orthogonal, right? So it's an exception no matter what. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So then it's about the preferred way to resolve that. And if everyone's okay with that, then let's move on.
Yeah. Okay. And are we going to get rid of this little piece of brick up here, too?
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to do much.
Right.
This piece.
Mm-hmm.
Clean it up, simplify it a little.
Good deal.
All right. So as is, except the column, the steel will come down. All right. Any other issues or comments?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
What about the translucent?
Yep, we got that.
Got that.
Storefront, basically a clear storefront above the doors to the bike room, right?
Yeah, bring a little more direct light in.
Okay. All right. So if we're ready to take a vote, then I will close the record, and someone needs to make a motion. And in that motion, we need to include that we will install clear glazed storefront system above the doors to the bike room. Option two, the steel column for the corners is preferred, and you'll remove the brick at the top, kind of cornice line above the sixth level, and then the steel column will continue down to the first floor. And then will that horizontal beam that was bothering you, that'll go away, right?
Yeah.
At that lower, okay.
That's the northwest corner?
Mm-hmm.
At the entry to the bike room?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're adding a bench at the bike storage entry.
The what?
A bench.
Oh, a bench. Does that need to be in the...
I thought they were going to do that. That's their proposal anyway, isn't it?
It's not in the drawing, so it needs to be conditioned.
Okay. All right.
Third one was which? Let's see, we had northwest corner. That's.
Could I clarify one item?
Sure.
So option two, could you clarify the angled versus round? David, you brought that out, but I didn't hear consensus.
The angle, that's drawn.
Okay.
Right.
Good. Thank you.
So is that four items or three?
Four.
I count three.
Well, first there's the steel column option, right, which is
option two.
And then
option two.
Remove the brick at the top, the steel column, remove the beam. There's three aspects of that. Then there's a storefront above the doors of the bike room and add a bench. So there's maybe five.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So, want to make a motion?
Yeah.
All right.
I make a motion to approve the design with the following conditions. Clear storefront above bicycle doors on the, so that would be the south side of the building. In the northwest corner, remove the shelf at the second floor, the brick shelf, and continue the column from the third floor balcony down to the ground. Also eliminate the brick at the top of the balcony enclosure on both sides of the building, and just go to let the steel piece that's wrapping around the building define the corner. And then we're voting for option number two, add a bench at the bike room entry. And I think we're going with the, I guess, a truncated corner rather than a round corner. I think that's all of them.
Okay. Need a second?
Second.
Okay. Laura, can you do a roll call?
Commissioner Livingston?
Aye.
Commissioner Ballester?
Aye.
Commissioner Simpson?
Aye.
Chair Bork?
I abstain. All right. Well, thank you. You can...
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yep. Not this for this one. We'll be back.
Thank you, Julie.
You bet.
All right.
To do it.
Have a good day.
MoMA, the cinema site, Lloyd Center. Cinema site.